Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Animal Control Board. First, I guess we'll go ahead and introduce ourselves. I'm Virginia Joel. I'm the chair of the Animal Control Board. And go ahead, if you would introduce yourself.
I'm Marie Stiles.
Mary Jo LaFrance.
I'm Victor Katz.
Thank you all for coming. Just little ground rules first, so we know each side has a half an hour at most to present your case. So you'll probably each one, you'll have 3 minutes at the end to do closing arguments. So sort of limit the presentation of your case to 27 minutes. If you want a few minutes for closing arguments, the complainant is going to put on her case. It's just going to be her. She's going to testify and tell us her story. And then you respondents will be provide one of you, not both of you, one of you will be provided the opportunity to ask her questions. And then when that's done, and the complainant is done with her case, which I think will be after her because she's indicated she doesn't have any additional witnesses, then you'll be provided the opportunity to go ahead and put on your case, which you can do in the form of your testimony, and you can call your witnesses separately. And we'll be done at 8 o'clock. We won't argue with one another. The questions, you know, you're to interact with us, except for when you're asking your questions, when I direct you that it's time to do that. We're gonna have all the witnesses who are not parties leave the room, but if we could first just swear in everybody that's gonna testify. So I think that's 5 of you. If I could have you all stand and raise your right hand, everyone who's gonna give testimony.
And Madam Chair, just as one preliminary matter, sure. as your counsel, just so the record's clear, the rules that were adopted, I believe last year, do speak to application of the Open Meetings Act, but under Maryland law, this is a quasi-judicial function, and therefore it is not strictly subject to the Open Meetings Act, so we can proceed without this constituting a public hearing or anything like that.
Thank you.
Just so that the record's clear and everybody understands that right at the outset.
Thank you. Okay, if I could ask all 5 of you to raise your hands. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter is the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Okay.
And has everybody signed in on the sheet?
No.
Other than you, Madam Complainant. Has everyone else that's going to testify signed
yes.
in?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then I go ahead and ask the witnesses to go ahead and leave the room and the respondent will call you in when we're ready for you. Ms. Levin?
Yes.
If you would like to begin, let me just say at the outset, we've all received the document that you submitted to the board. We've all read that. You don't need to repeat yourself on any of that. You can if you'd like to. Why don't you go ahead and tell us anything additional?
Okay. My name is Marty Levin, and I've been a resident of Gaithersburg, Maryland since 1977. I live in West Riding. I have 2 dogs. I'm a pet advocate. I teach pet CPR, first aid, and safety. This is the second time that I guess magic has attacked my quote unquote attacked my dogs. The first time was in June of 2013. Fortunately, both times my dogs were not dramatically injured. I took them to the vet, and they were seen by the vet. They're alive and well, and I walk my dogs anywhere from 4 to 5 times a day. I have them on a leash under my control. I do exercise them when I do walk them. They're still under my control. If I drop the leash, it is still under my control. I feel exercise and walking is very healthy for dogs. Otherwise, they bark all day and howl and can be assertive at times, dogs that don't get walked. My concern is I don't feel like when this happened I was given the right information. I called animal control, they didn't answer. I called 911, they told me somebody was gonna come, they didn't come, and then
can I ask, when you say when this happened, are you talking about the event
December 21st 2016.
Okay. All right.
At 10:30 at night.
Okay, and you've indicated that the animal was running at large and that you think the animal is potentially dangerous. So let's focus on those issues.
Okay, it was dark. I was in front of my neighbor's house. My dogs were under my control, and my dog, Coco, the oldest one, started barking when I got out of the house and in the driveway, and I couldn't see what he was barking at. But he's very attentive, and he obviously sensed something was wrong, but we went ahead and walked, and then all of a sudden, this dog came towards my dogs, and my dogs were barking, and Mr. Nelson came over, and I said, you know, he started talking. He started talking about how much was it going to cost to find out if my dogs were injured or not. Didn't introduce himself.
Can I ask, what did the dog just came towards your dog?
Yes.
Did the dog touch your dog? The dog.
From what I could see, he went for him. You know, when I went back into the house to see whether he was injured or not, he was not injured, but he, no obvious injuries, but
what
when
did
I picked
his,
him up,
from
he
what
yelled.
You could see, what did his dog do?
Pounced on him.
Thank you.
It was very dark, and I did not have a flashlight.
And when you took Coco inside, what did you notice, any injury?
I didn't notice any obvious injuries, but I picked him up and he yelped. My other dog didn't seem to have any injuries either. He sort of cowered away. He's a very shy dog. But I was more concerned about Coco because he did yelp. And I was not injured, but I was very upset. I like I said, I called animal control, nobody answered. I called 911, they told me somebody was going to come. They didn't come. I called 10 minutes later, they said they were not coming, and then about 10 after 11 at night, I guess it was Sergeant Rude, called me and said, nobody's coming. I said, why not? Because the attack is over.
I'm sorry that was frustrating for you, but our issue is not really about how all of those people conducted themselves, but about the event that occurred with your dog. So is there anything else you want to tell us about that encounter that your dog had with your neighbor's dog?
When the encounter was over, or during the encounter, rather, I didn't feel like the person who the encounter was with and the dog seemed to care about me, whether I was injured and whether my dogs were injured. All they talked about was the cost. I didn't feel he was neighborly, and I asked him, I engaged in conversation as to what happened. He said he was picking up the poop, and the dog came towards me,
had picked up Coco, and Coco seemed painful, I was reading through your notes, you did or did not take Coco to a vet at that point?
I did not, because it was dark, and I had no way of getting there.
So how was Coco the next morning?
He was okay, but I still wanted him checked out by the vet.
And you took him to the vet then?
Yes, I did.
And what did the vet say?
He said that there weren't any obvious injuries. I have the report from PetSmart, and gave me some pain medication because he was tender. But no cuts, no bruises. He walked for them. He wasn't limping. He was alert and oriented.
How much does Coco weigh?
About 17 pounds.
When the neighbor's dog came after Coco, how were they separated?
He pulled them off.
Who did?
Mr. Nelson.
Okay.
Do you know if the dog was on a leash or not?
I could not see whether he was on a leash. I like to think that he was, but...
How was the dog there? Was the dog pounced on your dog?
Yes.
How long did it take for Mr. Nelson to be there? Was he there immediately, or was...
It seemed like he was.
Thank you for for answering those questions. Does the board have any other additional questions?
Yes, I didn't see a copy of the report in our file, is it?
The vet report?
Could we see
it? Report from the vet?
Yes.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
He had two visits. He had one on the 22nd. It happened on the 21st, and then he went back on the 29th.
What happened on the 29th?
It was just a recheck.
Okay. When his dog pounced on your dog, just curious, was there any noise from his dog, or was it just a pounce? No, I'm sorry, not just a pounce, or was it just more of an action, or was there noise associated with that you remember?
I think there was barking.
From your dog or from his dog?
From both dogs.
No growling, just barking.
I think my dog yelped. I don't recall any growling.
That's okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Ma'am, this one says something about a surgery and anesthesia. That's for another issue, is it?
On the last visit, I talked to the vet about getting their teeth cleaned. That's probably
what
it's related to.
Thank you.
Let's go. I saw that one. Thank you.
Did you all get a copy of that?
It was not in the record, no.
No, no, I'm just
going to collect them and give them to Linda so she can have copies.
Thank you.
I also have copies of their rabies and their vaccination.
We don't need that. What happened to it?
Let me see if there is that medication and the side effects of that medication.
Okay. Additional questions, or can we move on to?
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. I presume you are done with your presentation?
Well, my concern is the fact that this has happened a second time, and I have just concerns about what the opposing party is planning on doing about controlling their dog, and if there's any proof of rabies, chipping, vaccinations, and if they plan on, based on my recommendations to the board, to consider some obedience training and what their plan is to remediate their walking habits. I hardly ever see them walk their dogs. I'm not gonna.
Ma'am, that's not an issue
well,
for the board, okay? Respondents, why don't you go ahead and one of you, pick one of you, because we're not both gonna question her. If you have any questions to ask the complainant to clarify her, the facts as she recited them, then you may, this now is the opportunity to ask them. You don't have to, but you may.
All right. When you say pounce, that would suggest that Magic's paws were on top of your dog. Did you actually see that?
I said it was dark. I saw your dog coming towards us. And Coco was yelping and barking, and I don't think he was growling, but he was frightened, and so was I, and so was my other dog.
Right, right. I mean, we agree magic approach your dog, and I'm just, you know, we're sorry. I mean, we are aware that magic is a big dog and frightening, so you know, that's an issue. But the other issue is whether there was actually any contact.
So you're going to have the opportunity to tell us whatever you want to tell us. This is just the moment
okay.
to ask questions if you need to ask any further to clarify. I think you clarified that point nicely.
That's my only question.
Okay. All right then. Then you may go ahead and present, tell us what you want to tell us.
Can we both?
You can both talk, yes. You just can't both question because that's kind of unfair to
talk. So I would like to first talk about the first event. Which I admit to being wrong. I saw my husband pull up in the car. I opened
when
the
you,
door.
I'm sorry, when you say the first event, are you talking about 2015?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 3 years ago.
It would probably be helpful for the record if you just go ahead and identify yourself. That way then it'll follow.
I'm Sherry Winkler.
Okay.
And I'm the co-owner of Magic. In 2013, George drove up in the car and Magic was looking out the window and I said, Magic, go say hello to Daddy. And I didn't see Martha and the two dogs. When my dog made a detour for her dogs, I said, he's fine, he likes dogs, he's just saying hello, I'm really sorry. And she picked up her two dogs on the lead and threw them up in the air, and one of the leads broke, and the dogs were walking around in circles, sniffing each other. So I took Magic inside, I went back outside, I felt the dogs, there was no saliva on them, there was no contact. So Martha asked me, this is, gets to the point of George asking how much it's gonna cost. She
said, you know what, ma'am, I'm sorry, but all of that is really irrelevant. It just doesn't matter. It's just not the issue that we're here for.
Okay.
So
anyway, Magic is a highly socialized dog. He doesn't attack other dogs. He's a big dog. We're aware of that. And we have told Martha on many occasions that Magic is a friendly dog. She doesn't need to worry.
How big is he?
You can talk about the events.
How big is he?
He's 85 pounds. 82 pounds.
And what kind of dog is he?
He's a mutt. One of these big-headed, tough-look guys.
Okay.
But he's very gentle. He's never growled. He's never bit. People have walked into my house.
So in 2016, what happened?
Okay, that's my story. Okay, so 2016, I was taking one of my regular evening walks, which starts from our house and goes to Tiffany Court and goes in the passage in the neighborhood to the opposite court and then back around Tiffany Drive to our house again. And as I was on the court, Magic pooped, and alas, it was soft, annoying poop. I was very distracted picking it up and annoyed and wasn't paying attention, and Magic pulled out the lead and pulled my hand away, and then I heard trouble behind, and I went over and followed after.
So the leash came loose?
No.
You were just holding it back?
It was a long leash.
How long is the leash?
It's like about 15, 20 feet, I'm not sure. And I was a little, I have a cap on to look at the,
Is this one of those flexi leashes?
It's like an extending leash. So I wasn't, sort of in a circle of light and didn't see the darkness around me very well. So then I, tried to pull him in and ran over and pulled him away. But I saw no sign that there was any contact. And at that point or shortly afterward, Martha picked her dog up. And the first thing I did, was to look to try to check that the dog was okay, the dog she had in arms. And as far as I could tell, the dog was neither injured nor traumatized. So then, didn't worry about that, and because Magic has never bitten either a dog, or still less a person, I didn't really consider the possibility that he might have bitten her. I suppose it would have been polite to ask.
Even if he didn't bite, if it sounds like Magic might have pounced on a 17-pound dog, so 88-pound dog pouncing on a 17-pound dog,
I saw no sign of that.
It doesn't matter. I'm just telling you that if your dog pounced on a little dog, that could cause some damage.
I've also never seen him pounce on a dog.
Okay. Was there anything else about that particular incident?
As far as the dogs go, no. I mean, I pulled them away and, you know, they were separated.
Okay.
How does Magic like to play?
He doesn't get to play very often because we don't get other dogs he can play with. I mean, on the occasion that he does, how does he, you know?
He plays fine.
He doesn't protect
his toys. Other dogs can take his toys.
Does he seem to get excited when he sees other dogs?
Oh yeah, I mean his tail wags and he wants to go over and say hi. He's social. I mean, he likes dogs. We take him to Shibboleth Mountain, you know, every weekend. There are hundreds of dogs there.
Does he run up to them?
Yeah.
Or they run up to him, you know, either direction. But we, you know, we ask. We have him on a leash and we say,
Can our dogs say hi? Because you can find them here. And sometimes they say okay, and then he goes and says hi to the other dog.
And sometimes they say no.
Anybody else have any questions?
Just so I understand, when the incident occurred, the dog was always on the leash that was in your hand.
Yeah.
It just was a long leash?
Long leash.
Okay.
I couldn't see around me because I was distracted and, you know, it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ms. Levin, do you have any questions specifically about what Mr. Winkler, is that correct?
Nelson, sorry.
I apologize, Mr. Nelson. About what Mr. Nelson just testified to, or to what Ms. Winkler testified to.
Well,
just questions about what
they
said.
Reflecting back to the incident in 2013 when Magic came towards Coco, he came towards the scruff of the neck, and I remember you saying that he was just trying to be friendly. I don't call that friendly, and my dog...
Okay, go ahead.
My dog is very sensitive. He's very friendly, and he likes to say hello to other dogs.
Ms. Levin, question, not
okay,
statements,
question.
Questions. You can say whatever you want in your closing argument. You can say all
okay,
of those things,
fine.
Okay? Just questions now.
I guess I was taken back. Why didn't you even ask me or give me your phone number? All you cared about was how much it was going to cost.
That's because the last time you told me that if I didn't pay for your vet bill, you were going to charge me $1,000.
I don't recall
and,
that
and
number.
And I paid for two
okay.
This
okay.
doesn't matter for
it
us.
Doesn't.
I'm not
okay.
going to argue about that.
All right. Now, did you need to call? Did anyone else witness this incident? Just the two of you?
One witness to the incident
and another witness to the character of Magic.
Okay, but there was another incident witness to the incident in 2016.
No,
just a minute, ma'am. It is not your turn to speak. Are you offering up a witness that witnessed the incident in 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Please call that witness. If you let them know who it is, Sylvester will.
Oh, so the witness to this. We have one character witness for Magic and one witness who witnessed what happened.
Yes,
it's
Joanne
Shimsky.
She didn't witness it.
Ma'am?
You will definitely have a chance to ask her questions and prove maybe that she wasn't there.
Do you want to come over to this side here, if you would? Could you state your full name, ma'am?
I'm Joanne Shimsky.
You can stand right behind the table. I think, Lisa, where does she need to go so that
well, actually,
microphone
we don't have a place because this table's not big enough.
There's two people.
Can I get up?
But, yeah.
Yes, you can.
I'm letting her sit there, please. I'm afraid it won't get her place.
Okay, sure.
All right, Ms. Shimsky. Now, Mr. Nelson, you need to ask Ms. Shimsky questions to elicit the information you want us to consider. I thought she did.
Okay.
Oh, Joanne Shimsky, 734 Tiffany Court, Beavers.
Can you spell your last name?
Thank you so
sure.
much.
S-C-H-I-M-K-E.
Thank you.
The question is, what did you see and hear on this night, which was the night in question in December of 2016?
All right. On that night, at approximately 10:30 at night, I was in my bedroom. I had just put on my night clothes, was just about ready to get into bed when I heard screaming. I live next to a common walkway that is on a hill. I thought someone had fallen and gotten hurt. I went outside in my pajamas, barefoot, with a flashlight. No one was on the path. But three doors down from my house, I saw two figures standing in the road about 4 feet apart. The one I recognized only from the voice, which was Martha Levin. And then she was talking to a taller figure that I didn't know who it was at the time. She was yelling at this individual, really yelling. I couldn't hear the tall figure's response. I put the flashlight on both, a powerful flashlight, and I yelled out, "I can hear you." There was no response. The yelling continued. I yelled out again, "I can hear you." No response, just yelling. Finally, Martha turned, walked into her home with her dogs. The tall figure came down the street towards me. When he got within about 5 feet, I recognized him as George. He's a West Riding resident. He had his dog with him, who I'd never met. The dog was calm, friendly, let me pet it. George, on the other hand, I found calm, but disturbed. He seemed shook up to me. We talked briefly, and then he went on his way home. That's what I saw.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Did you have any additional questions, Mr. Nelson, that you wanted to ask your witness?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Levin? Ms. Shimsky?
Yeah.
You need to stay right there. Now, Ms. Levin has the opportunity to ask you questions just about what she testified to here tonight. Not about anything else, just about that. If you have any questions.
You know, I really don't have a question, except I did not know that you had witnessed it. I didn't know anybody had witnessed it.
Okay. So no questions, ma'am? Okay, thank you.
It's not.
So there were no other witnesses to the incident? Okay, you have one other person that you want to testify, or?
Yes, please.
All right. And who would that be?
This is Amanda, our dog sitter.
Your dog sitter.
Amanda Shepherd.
Okay. Hello, Ms. Shepherd. Could you introduce yourself and spell your name, please?
It's Amanda.
And you can sit right over there where Ms. Winkler's moving from. Or you can sit. Sitting is fine.
So my name is Amanda Shepherd. That's.
Can you spell your last
name? S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
And how do you know the respondents?
I've been their boutique dog sitter for since April 2014.
What does that mean, boutique dog sitter?
I take dogs into my own home.
Okay.
And they come and they're part of my family.
Okay.
Part of my family. I don't crate them. That's my coach.
Okay. Mr. Nielsen, did you have any questions that you would like to ask your Ms. Shepherd?
When Magic is at your home, you have a dog there?
Yes, I do.
What was the question? I'm sorry?
Yes, I do.
No, what was the question? Do you have
other dogs?
Other dogs, thank you.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And how does Magic behave when you introduce him to a new dog?
He's a darling dog. He gets along well with other dogs, and my one rule for my business is that dogs that come to my house, they have to be socialized, because I take up to three at one time, and I also have a five-year-old.
Okay. Did you have any other questions you wanted to ask, Mr. Nelson?
No.
Maybe how many times
have you... How they play?
They
play, and I brought a picture of him. He's been at my house for the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So.
And have there been other occasions other than these last 2 weeks that he stayed at your house?
He's stayed almost a dozen times.
Okay.
Since 2014. And usually it's for a week to 2 weeks.
Okay. Elaborating on the question that will suggest. How does he play with other dogs?
He's a dog. He's a darling dog.
When he plays with other dogs, what does he do?
I play with him, and we have chuckets, and he'll watch other dogs play. He'll run around, and I have a pill on my property.
When my dog plays with other dogs, she likes to wrestle.
Yeah.
He likes to wrestle. Does he wrestle some?
He's more of a watcher, but he will play with other dogs and carry around toys in his mouth. Play with toys. He's socialized with other dogs.
Mr. Nelson, did you have any additional questions that you wanted to ask of your witness, or is that her testimony? Okay. If you could stay, Ms. Shepherd. Ms. Levin now has an opportunity to ask you any questions about the testimony that you've given, if she has any questions she wants to ask.
I guess the only question is, how often does he get walked when he's with you?
I typically don't walk any of the other, any dogs at my house. I haven't had any questions.
I don't see that as relevant. Do you have any other questions?
No.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Shepherd. Is that your case, Mr. Winkler?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Who's first? Closing.
I think that the complainant gets to go first and give her closing statement, if you would like to make one.
Well, as I attempted to say at the beginning, I'm just concerned. I don't know Magic. My dogs don't really know Magic except in these two incidents. My dogs are very friendly and have never bit anybody. And I suppose I could say that Coco is sometimes intimidated by big dogs, but he's a friendly dog. He's very social.
What do you mean by intimidated?
Sometimes he lets out a blood-curdling bark when he gets near a real big dog, if the dog maybe gets too close but never attacks him. And I think that's what I heard that night, and I know that's what I heard the first time, and it just, you know, I did what I needed to do as a homeowner, as a pet owner.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Levin. Mr. Nelson, what would you like to say in closing, if anything?
What I would like to say is that, you know, our extensive experience is that Magic is an extraordinarily friendly dog. I mean, perhaps excessively, you know, but he has absolutely no reactions to strangers coming to town. He's friendly to everyone who comes. But on the other hand, we are well aware that he's intimidating. And, you know, I try hard when walking him to avoid, you know, him threatening anyone. And so, well, no, I mean, to avoid, I mean, appearing threat. I mean, to avoid him.
He's a big dog, so when we're walking him, we feel like, you know, people who don't know him or don't know dogs might be frightened by a big dog. He's not threatening or intimidating in his manner. He's just a big dog.
I understood. I think we all understood. That's what you were communicating.
So I have another thing to take on my list. You know, be careful when I'm picking up his boot because, you know, something might be happening around me. So, you know, it's an ongoing effort to try to.
How old is your dog? I'm sorry, I should have asked
before.
Eight?
Eight, we think eight.
Okay. How long have you had him?
5 years?
No, well, we had him twice. We had him when he was younger, but then we had like 3 or 4 years ago.
Let's go with the simple answer here.
Simple answer. You don't know exactly. Well, I say four, I guess 4 years.
4 to 5 years you've had him with you.
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay. Was there anything else you needed to add in closing? All right, well then I would say thank you all very much for coming and for spending your time, and we will consider the matter and issue our findings and our ruling, recommendation. What is the correct term?
Order and findings of fact.
Order and findings of fact. We will issue those. Those will be sent to you in writing, and it will be fairly quickly. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a pleasant evening.
Thank you.